Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hello, it's Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt. He'll be back next Monday. And now, extremely local news. Let's say hello to John Hansen. Hi again, John.
Locked in, no slips, 2026.
Oh, I like that. You're
big
always...
wins, no tricks, 2026.
You're too good at this. Are you
all
an advocate?
All gas, no bricks, 2026.
I don't like that one.
Same me, new mix, 2026. You want to just do this for the next 8 minutes?
Yes. John is the host of the Block Club Chicago podcast.
Yeah.
And New Year's Eve is tomorrow already. What?
What? Oh, my. The penultimate day of 2025 is here, Wendy. And, yes, it's New Year's Eve, which is great, exciting, and we've got all the ways to celebrate. Of course, we've got the big downtown thing, so we've got a guide if you want to attend. Because there's never, like, a site that tells you everything you need to know, right, about where to park, what to do, what's closed, what's not, where to avoid it if you don't want to go. But we've kind of got it all at blockclubchicago.org. We'll be covering it, of course, here at WGN as well. But basically it kicks off 7 o'clock and takes along the river walk from Wells to Lake. And the festivity entrances, is this going to be as big as New York? Is going to be again at 5 p.m.? Do you see a bunch of people going to this, Wendy, or no?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah?
Especially, well, is it supposed to warm up a tiny bit tomorrow?
I hope so. I don't know. I should have been paying attention to all the weather reports that we've been hearing. Yeah, it might even snow a little bit tomorrow night. That might be romantic.
Yeah, but cold.
Yeah, but cold. I'm not going to be there. I mean, I'm excited for anyone that wants to go. And if you don't like that, we've got 40 other things you can do on New Year's Eve on our website as well, from dining experiences to supper clubs to some boozy tea excitement. There's just a lot of things going on, of course. I just am not the biggest. I'm always like a... I mean, I don't want to say I'm a shut-in on New Year's Eve, but I'd rather just have people at my house in a controlled environment. For years, Wendy, I used to rent out a trolley, and I'd like get 40 of my friends to ride a trolley around Chicago.
Really?
We'd always try and, well, you'd have to also, there's no bathroom on the trolley, so you'd have to like time out and have friends volunteer to let us stop at their house for people to all get off the trolley and use the restroom. And then we always tried to time it so that the trolley driver hit Lakeshore Drive right at midnight. So we'd watch the fireworks, and then I'd have the trolley guy drop us off at all like the big major L stops and Metro stops on the way back. So I'd like rent this thing for like 6 hours. It was really fun, but that was in my 20s and early 30s. That is not something I'm doing now, Wendy.
Well, when my first son, Michael, was born in 1999, Jimmy Mack and I did not want to leave him with a babysitter, so we stayed home and said, okay, we're going to start this tradition. Let's make steak and lobster tails. And we did that every year for 26 years. So now that David is born, are you going to do like a family feast or something?
I don't know. He'll be in bed by the time I get back from Your Money Matters on Wednesday, our special New Year's Eve edition. We should do something. Maybe I'll do like a little countdown. Don't they do that for kids, like in certain places, like countdowns earlier in the day because they're going to be asleep by then?
Oh,
I've heard of that.
Like, I don't know. I would wake my kids up at, well, not when they were babies, but because I know.
You'll be going into my 10-month-old and be like, wake up, kid, it's midnight. And he just, I don't care.
I think we did just to kiss him. I think we did do that.
Oh, well, I'll pass that by Enrique and get the big no on that one, and then we won't do that.
Yeah,
anyways, we got 40 things to do at blockclubchicago.org, all sorts of dining options if it's your thing. And, like, there's a lot of places that still, look, these restaurants are still, you know, making it go by after a couple years of trouble. So a lot of these places we look still have reservations available. So, like, you know, you used to have to book these things months in advance.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of options. And it's not only downtown, right? So all the neighborhoods, south side, west side, north side, we've got all the, like, specials of certain restaurants that are happening. And you can see it all at the website.
It
is
great. Quite an extensive list, I will tell you that.
We love our list.
And here's another list, and I love this one. Block Club's 10 Most Popular Stories of 2025. Give us a few.
Yeah, so a lot of them has sent around everything that was happening with Border Patrol and ICE in the city, right? And it should, because that was like the big story of the year, Operation Midway Blitz, and people were very engaged into the coverage that we had throughout all of our neighborhoods. But I don't want to harp on that today. I want to talk about a couple just really quick stories that I thought were so Block Club Chicago and so Chicago. This story blew up. It was about the Watermelon Man. He's a Southside legend for a decade, has set up only on Fridays afternoons at 83rd and Stony Island selling watermelon. He doesn't have a brick and mortar, doesn't have a big social media presence. What he does have is expertise on watermelons. Every week, every single week, Wendy, he takes his truck and he drives down, starting Mother's Day weekend, down to Missouri and Georgia and Florida and Mississippi, where he has all these relationships with farmers, and he gets and he picks out, hand picks out the sweetest watermelons he can find. He brings them up, he sells them at 83rd and Stony Island. It's one of those things that kind of, if you know him, you know him, right? And people swear by him. He puts as many watermelons as he can fit in his truck there. He sells them on the street corner. People love him. Chefs go to him to make watermelon soft serve or whatever the dishes they have that use watermelon. His name is Kenny Smith. He's been doing this for 17 years, but at this particular spot for a decade, Fridays in the summer. And I don't know, that just is like such a slice of life story that... no pun intended. I didn't mean that, Wendy, but yeah, you picked up on it. But it just like, it's exactly what we cover. Otavia Reed, who wrote the story, she noticed people talking about this guy. She interviewed him. Great photos. It's up at blockclubchicago.org, and it's our number 7 story of the year. And I just thought that was super sweet. And all the other stuff we cover, of course, the important things, just hearing about this guy really lifted people's spirits this year, Wendy.
And I will tell you that I have not had a sweet melon in a long time. I don't know what the deal is, so maybe I'll go to 83rd and Stony Island this summer and try the Melon Man.
You need a sweet melon, Wendy. You've always been saying that. You tell me every day I see you how many days it's been since you had a sweet melon.
I know.
So this is your guy. And there's other stories on there. We have done some in-depth investigations into Northwest Side Medical Center that people call the death hospital, right? A very serious story about what's happening at a hospital. That's on the list as well. Landlords charging move-in fees for rents that they don't have to, right? And a deep dive into that. And then, like, what we did a story about what Chicago restaurant do you miss the most? We asked readers, and they sent us so many options and suggestions this year. That was our number 10 story of the year. So we've got, like, the full list of the top 10 stories. And also, Colin Boyle is our staff photographer. He does incredible work. We did, like, 100 photos that defined the 2025 year. So if you're someone that just, like, loves lists and recapping the year and kind of remembering stories or great photos that you had forgotten about or never seen, blockclubchicago.org is the place to be today, Wendy.
Yeah, and I can't speak highly enough of Black Club Chicago. And maybe listeners want to subscribe to it because, really, such a great job covering Chicago.
Yeah, we have got now 40 people on staff, and it started with about 6 or 7. And Bob Surratt and WGN has been with Block Club since the beginning, as they launched as a nonprofit newsroom, really on the backs of people donating through a GoFundMe campaign. And now we have really developed into an award-winning newsroom. I'm just a small part about it doing the podcast. But yes, you can subscribe. We need our subscribers. It's like $8, $9, $10 a month. There's different levels. You get little bonus merch and stuff. And we have a campaign going on. We're trying to get to 900 new subscribers for 2025 in this campaign. We're getting awfully close. And often it's the WGN listeners right around this time of year who get us over the finish line. So if you like these reports, you like the stories that Seamus and Jen and Stephanie and myself come on to talk about, help us make sure that we keep on reporting those stories. Subscribe at blockclubchicago.org.
Thank you, John. If I don't talk to you, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. Well, yeah, exactly. And good listening to you. And I'll be in for Lisa this afternoon, too.
Okay. So I'll be listening to you like I was yesterday. And my driver's side mirror lost its cover, too. And I just have duct tape on it. It looks classy, but it's...
That's where I'm going, Wendy. Don't worry.
It held up in several car washes. And so far during the winter, it's sticking on there. So black duct tape.
I knew we'd get along, Wendy. We're like the same person. Okay.
I know. Thank you, John. We'll hear you this afternoon at 2 for Lisa.